It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-.
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Now, on the medical side of the world, we're also talking now to a special guest, Sean, who's about to join us. Sean, good morning.
Good morning, Frank. How are you?
Hey, I'm very well, Sean. Thank you very much for coming on the programme. Beautiful photograph of you and your wife in Belfast live this morning in relation to a visit to the Christmas market. And people may be thinking, okay, so a husband and wife have been to the Christmas market. What's the big deal? But Anne, your wife, has been in intensive care for over 500 days. That is incredible. That is an amazing length of time to be in hospital. And she probably doesn't need to be in hospital if the right care package was available for her. She's been through a very challenging time, Sean. Would you like to explain what hurdles she's had to face?
So, yeah, so, like, Anne has always throughout life been incredibly fit and active. I mean, she competed 4 times in the Commonwealth Games, representing the NI and badminton. So, I mean, that tells you how fit and active she was. Anne has this rare condition called an AVM. It's on her spinal cord, very, very high up, spans between C3 and C6. She's always had a fantastic outlook in life, always sees the good in things. That AVM then bled in 2003. Anne spent around 7-8 months in hospital back then, recovered reasonably well, albeit some mobility problems and had to walk with a stick. But life went on, we travelled, Anne got back driving again. We travelled the world. 22 was a big birthday for Anne. I'll not mention which birthday because I know she's listening. But we had another bleed in April 2022. Some more bleeds, and Anne then ended up being in hospital in the Royal from June 24th. So it was 543 days in hospital until Monday, where we actually went to the Christmas market. And we went with a specialist team called NiStar, who were lovely. We had a specialist consultant who travelled with Anne and myself in the ambulance, and a specialist nurse. They said they would keep back out of the way and leave us to it. We actually joke with them at the market. We said, the two of you are a bit like the Secret Service on a presidential visit. Not too close, not too far away, but always watching. But our challenges we have, I mean, we've been talking with the various trusts and the Department of Health since around about mid-December 2022. The Department of Health in 2022 decreed that Anne needed to be transferred to her home trust, i.e. the Ulster Hospital, because they would have to take over Anne's care, and all the care package and everything else associated with getting home would need to be organised from there. I spoke to occupational therapists about adaptations to home. I was literally told, you should consider moving to a bigger house or a bungalow. But then they asked about, did I work full time? Did Anne have a private pension? And we were told back then, because of those two things, you're not eligible for any funding. I do have on very good authority that the formula used for means testing, and the means testing for disabled facilities is only available from the Northern Ireland Housing Executive. But I have found out that the formula used for means testing has not been changed since 2005. So we have 18 years of cost of living increases that haven't been reflected in those formulas. And the incomes of today most definitely haven't reflected in those formulas, which is scandalous. But going back to the hospitals and the trusts and the Department of Health, they said we needed to go to the Ulster ICU. Now, it would be fairly common that the interaction and engagement from the Ulster ICU to the Royal has been very, very little, sometimes none at all. But we don't want to go to the Ulster ICU because, you know, we're just moving from one ICU department to another ICU department. So, you know, I'm saying, why can't the Department of Health give the Belfast Trust the money? I mean, this is exceptional circumstances. Why can't they give the money to the Belfast Trust? Let the Belfast Trust organise everything. You know, for example, if we move to the Ulster, everything's different. Everything's different for Anne. Different nurses, different doctors, different consultants. You know, we talk about visiting. The visiting hours is different. I actually met with the Ulster, you know, back on the 30th of November with one of the doctors from the Royal. And I have in there Wi-Fi for Anne, because hospital Wi-Fi, let's be honest, is not fit for purpose, especially not for long-term people. So Anne has personal Wi-Fi. She has an Amazon Alexa device. We actually use the Amazon Alexa device for Anne to listen to the radio, playing music. She can control an Amazon Fire Stick 3 TV through it. And more importantly, we actually use the Amazon device at night time to send each other messages at night. But
just on the disability, because some people may not have seen the photograph, and you can describe the restriction in mobility to me.
Yes,
but I get the impression that Anne has very limited mobility from the neck down.
Yes. So because of the bleeds, there was a much bigger bleed on June 27th in hospital. And they had to then perform procedures to prevent a further bleed. The further bleed would most probably have resulted in death. That's what I have been told. So between the bleeds and between the procedure, Anne is now paralysed from below the neck and needs a ventilator to breathe.
And obviously, in the ideal world, Anne would like to be at home with the proper care package and the proper facility and the proper adaptation to the room that you would be using or the house that you would be living in, but that's costing a total fortune. And you have taken some very progressive steps to try and make this happen. And I think it's a great sign of love, Sean, if you don't mind me saying that you're as proactive as this. You've set up a page where you're hoping that because the funding isn't coming in the way that it should be after paying your taxes and Anne paying her taxes, that you have to take what many would see as an extreme step.
Well, indeed. I mean, you know, I mean, like, to give you an example, Anne got some benefits. You know, she got personal independent payments and so on. You know, after 28 days in hospital, the government take all those payments away from Anne. I mean, that's how well the government look after you. You know, all her payments ceased after 28 days. They take every single thing away. You know, when you need some help, you can't get some help. So we have resorted down through. I mean, we've been chasing the Department of Health regarding the care package. I've actually spoken with someone in the Department of Health on December 12th. She has told me that there is no problem whatsoever with getting funding for the care package. She apologises and says we have fallen down through the cracks in their processes. But following on from that call, she has now said that the Royal ICU should be able to do things as this is special circumstances, which I've been saying for the past year. And they're now saying that the Royal ICU can begin the process of doing the care package, and they can begin the process of the discharge to home. So there's a big meeting planned on January 4th with the Department of Health and the various trusts. And I think, personally, unless there's a very positive outcome from that meeting, the Department of Health should be utterly ashamed of themselves. You know, at this point in time, we've been through enough. My focus now is to get Anne home. And I will do whatever I need to do and call whoever I need to do to make that happen. You know, getting Anne home, as an example, will improve things vastly for us. You know, we'll be able to spend more time together. Like, currently I spend around about 40 hours a week in hospital with Anne. But at home I can spend more. There's no more travelling back and forth to ICU. There's no more saying goodnight at night through Alexa devices. Anne can see Alex, her wee cat, all the time, not just once a month. So we have resorted to doing private fundraising. So the Just Giving page, I had toyed with the idea of doing it. Hemmed and hawed, we both had. And it was actually the nurses in ICU kept pushing us and pushing us to set it up. So we set it up. There's a local car forum I belong to called the RMS Motoring. The guys on there have been sharing that page left, right and centre and donating very generously, I have to say. Also on that local car forum, there's a business called PNG Auto Care. They're a car detailing business in Belfast. So they are actually organising a cars and coffee event for the end of the month. And there's various fundraising events happening within that. Raffles, there's bakeries bringing in buns and cakes. My employer, Cisco Software, are organising events as well. There's something planned for February 11th. And there are several other events planned along the way. But, you know, at those points in time, and again, as you say, you've paid your taxes and everything else a long time. And when you do need it, we're not asking for all of the money. We're just asking for a little bit of help.
It's understandable. It's absolutely understandable, Sean. And I'm glad that you agreed to come on the programme, because we felt that we'd like to help you. And we do feel that Anne deserves to be at home. And the care package is one thing, and that may be provided. But the adaptation of the home does cost a significant amount of money. And there, but for the grace of God, go any of us, from athlete to being disabled. And I do hope that... It's unfortunate that Anne isn't going to be home for this Christmas, wasn't home for last Christmas, but maybe for Easter, maybe for the next celebration you're having, and certainly I'd love you to be on the programme next Christmas saying that you're having a thoroughly enjoyable time and that you've been at home together as a couple for a significant number of months. And I'm quite sure the good people who listen to U105 and indeed who follow Belfast Live and who are just aware of Anne and Sean in Bangor will be happy to help. So just remind us how they can log on if they do want to check out that Just Giving page, Sean.
So there is a Just Giving page. If you do a search for Just Giving and you put in the tag Get Anne Home, all no space, no nothing, you'll find the page. The goal at this point in time, the goal is that I have stated to the Department of Health and everyone else, Anne needs to be home for July. We will have construction finished one way or another by the end of June, and I need Anne home. She cannot spend a third birthday in hospital.
Well, I hope she does get home, and I think everyone listening to this program, when you think about 500 days in ICU. Sean, do keep us up to date, please do. And just one more time, remind us, because people will be asking me where they log on. Just give it to us again.
The Just Giving page, if you do a search for Just Giving in Google or whatever other engine you use, use the tag Get Anne Home. Get with a capital G, Anne with a capital N without an E, and home.
Lovely stuff. Let's get on there and let's get Anne home. Sean, thank you. And Anne, thank you indeed for listening to us here on U105. And Sean, a happy Christmas to both of you. Thank you very much for coming on the programme.
Okay, Frank, thank you very much. Thank you, Nate.
Not a bother. So there's love in action, without a doubt. Right, it's coming up on 10:25. This is the U105 phone-in.